And Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
Club Fitness has something for everybody. Join by June 30th and get free enrollment, free kids club, free enrollment, free group classes, free enrollment, free tanning and massages, and...
Wait, let me guess. Free enrollment!
Oh, you got it!
Wow, that's freaking awesome!
Plus 24-hour access at over 20 locally owned St. Louis area locations.
Free tanning and free massage. I'll get pumped and pampered.
Join by Saturday, June 30th and get free enrollment. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The 2018 real estate market is hot and homes are selling fast. If you think you're the only person watching those same homes in the same neighborhoods, you're dead wrong. How do I know? Because we're pre-approving them in record numbers. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from TheHomeLoanExpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly RV is recognized as one of the top 50 dealers in North America, and we are marking our 70th year in business. We loaded up on inventory at the beginning of the year before the price increases. Now through July 14th, we are offering discounts and rebates of $1,000 to $5,000 on all 2018 RVs in stock. We will not be undersold. We offer the highest quality for the lowest price.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailers.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailers.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
Check us out at BuyerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join us, partners and peers.
You know, when you like you grab a woman's breast, it feels like a bag of sand.
No, if it does, you need to get her to the doctor.
Sand? I don't think so. At least from what I can remember. Well, good afternoon, and well, now see, that music seems low to me. It's just like barely there. There you go. Afternoon, welcome to the June 18th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I was there last Thursday, had a terrific time. Hello to Leah, hello to Mary, hello to Lisa, hello to Tricia, hello to Dr. Olivier, Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe, and Dr. Haynes, and all of you that make this such a fantastic place to go to a dentist, Ballast Dental Care.
Hey!
And now, a round of introductions. At the control board, the man who still doesn't quite understand when things are too loud or not loud enough, but he'll get it eventually. He gave me a dirty look when I did that. He did not appreciate that, but it's called tough love and discipline. He part of his problem, I think, is he spent 19 years over in the place we all tried to run away from a couple of here 100 years ago. No, hold on. I didn't say Birmingham, England.
I thought you were mixing it up.
No.
This is still
for 8 months. For 8 months, when I say Birmingham, England, is when you hit that, but I didn't say that.
I know.
Now you have to edit that out. You're constantly having to edit things.
Radio edit.
Part of his problem is he spent 19 years in the place that a couple hundred years ago we tried to get away from. That, of course, Great Britain. And 10 of that he spent in Birmingham, England. There you go. He is, of course, Trevor Limestone. Limey Phillips, say hello to the audience.
Hello, everyone, and congratulations to England on your 2-1 win over Tunisia earlier today.
For those who don't know, Trevor actually means man of many mistakes. I'm kidding. You know we're kidding, don't you?
I do know that, yeah.
You're wrong. We're not kidding. Let's see. Oh, look who's here. The man who's on the road, and I'm surprised every time he's here because you never know. Well, where'd he go? Was he northbound? Was he southbound? Was he westbound? Or was he... We have to hear and get a report on the big appearance at the library down by Grant's Farm. We haven't had a report on that yet. Of course, we're talking about Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, and I have actually a quick question. Is it Tunisia or Tunisia?
I think it's Tunisia.
Oh, I'm just curious.
What did I say?
I think most people say Tunisia.
Yeah, just curious. Yeah. Right. Sorry, that's all I got. Hello, everyone.
Unless it's somebody born with one leg, it's one knee up.
Edit that out.
Wow.
Hey, I decide what gets edited out.
Wow.
All right, edit that out.
Wow.
Radio edit.
Even I agree with that. In the quarantine glass room, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, the one, the only Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and have a retirement account, you can give them a call. They'll give you a complimentary portfolio.
Whoa!
I swallowed my tongue.
Wow!
They'll give you.
You have students. You're a broadcast professor.
Complimentary, yes.
Your students probably listen.
Probably.
Wow, how sad.
Complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
And hello to the guy that came up to rock from the Hardline or the Hard Time show. They were broadcasting on location Saturday, and the guy came up and said that he doesn't like me. He listens to our show all the time. He does not like me because I ruined the show.
Wait, he doesn't like you?
Yeah.
Good story, Dan.
Yeah, thanks.
No, wait, hold on.
No,
that
rock.
That didn't apply at all. It was a good story.
It was a good story.
Why did you... Stop the music.
Oh,
look, when you play, it's sarcastic. When you play,
yeah, good story, Dan.
That means it wasn't a good story. It's that's really funny. You know, when somebody goes, oh, yeah, that's really funny, it means it's not funny.
It was not a very good story. Somebody came up and said they didn't like you. I feel sorry for you, Dan, but it's not really exciting.
Oh, I don't. That
was
doesn't bother
segment.
Me. It doesn't bother me. I should have mentioned it in the Burke segment, but Rocky O, who runs their board.
Who's the guy who didn't like you?
I don't know. Some guy that came up to them, and he listens to their show, and then he says he listens to our show, and he said, that guy Dan, I just don't like him. He ruins the show all the time.
All right, it was me. I'm the guy that said
it.
Sorry, it was me.
Well, Dan, I hope you won't let that bother you, because that is just not true. He speaks only for himself.
Yeah.
I hope you know that.
I do.
The rest of the world does not feel that way.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's Dan Strauss. And on we go now to our newsman, who, if that's all he did, you know, he'd get credit for being a pretty good newsman, but that's not enough for him. You know, the real successful people, the real trendsetters, the movers, the shakers, they're not satisfied with doing one thing well. In this case, he does two things. That's right. As the Rockford Files theme song suggests, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank. I'm a private investigator. Just in the last 60 seconds, I conducted an investigation on how to pronounce Tunisia. And per usual, everyone on this show is wrong.
Oh, really? You looked at it. It's Tunisia?
Tunisia. Yep. Wow. It's the only democratic nation in the Arab world. If you'd like me to investigate everybody in your world who tells you lies and wrong things, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
See, when we say this is the learning show, you see what we mean by that? We all just learned how to pronounce Tunisia.
Tunisia.
Not Tunisia, but Tunisia. Wow. Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
For making us all smarter. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also kind, yeah.
And Rat Boy just told me off the air, it's not pronounced cheese, it's pronounced what?
Cheese.
Cheese. It's a hard cheese, not cheese. Thank you. I didn't know that either. What do you think? Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Not orchestra. I've heard people say orchestra. I believe it's orchestra. Emphasis on the first syllable. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I called Ballast Dental Care this morning. I actually had a suggestion for them, a suggested just slight improvement that would help them in their surveys after patients leave. You know, like every business now, you have to take a survey. Have you noticed this?
Yes.
No matter what you do, you go to check your email. Well, if you just take a few moments out to answer a couple of brief questions, and I'm okay with that because it's great feedback for them, and it's their way of knowing what, in this case, patients think. How was your experience? Was it everything you thought it should be? What could we have done differently? So I had a suggestion for them that they might want to consider to make it even better, and they appreciated that, and I'm sure they'll probably implement it. I've not seen, certainly, every review of Ballast Dental Care. I've seen pages and pages of them. And it's beyond impressive because if you take most any dental clinic and say, let's see what the last 200 patients had to say. I don't know the percentage, but I would think there'd be a few people that would go, oh man, I'd forgotten why I hated going to the dentist so much. I didn't like this or that. Not everybody, but there'd be some. At Ballast Dental Care, They've been on this show for like 16 years or something. I remember zero emails, none from anybody that went there and didn't email me back and say, my goodness, I can't believe this, but everything you said was true. Why didn't I go to this place sooner? So thank you for doing what you do the way you do it, all of you at Ballast Dental Care, and thanks to all of you who are patients, and I mean hundreds of you, hundreds and hundreds over the years, who've gone there and driven as much as 2.5 hours each way to go. And I know that because I've seen the emails. Thank you for letting them know your AM and the PM, and please continue to do that. Ballast Dental Care, where I've gone to the dentist for 45 years, Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo.
Yes, he has. He has been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, all those places, and more. He's Bill Cleveland, for goodness sakes, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You know, when a home builder builds thousands and thousands and thousands of homes, many of those homes are built with just the mediocre at best quality windows. They're going to have to be replaced. And when they are, I think you know who to call. Window World. Tell me your AM and the PM. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up for Bill Cleveland, everybody.
Hey, thanks, everybody.
Tr-
tradition.
That will never get old. And that will never not be funny, except to Bill. Except and to Bill, it's not funny every time we do it.
Never
Bill,
amusing.
All we're doing, Bill, is opening the mic in the annex. And that's, I'm sorry, but that's all, those are the only people applauding. We can't control
well,
that.
Well, they left to beat the traffic, probably.
It could be, too.
No, it's full.
Where, full car, right, where are we going?
So, Friday, I got to take a sneak peek of the brand new Gateway Arch Museum. It Ooh. Opens to the public on July the 3rd, and most people, I assume, have been downtown at some point, and you've seen the construction, you've seen all the fences up over the last few years. I'm telling you right now, if you have been, if it's been a long time, most people, you know, you go to the Arch in fourth grade, right? You never go back. You are going to be blown away.
Can I tell you that one time in my life, I did two things. I went up in the Arch a million years ago, and wasn't downstairs there some sort of
there was a museum.
Yeah, and there were stuffed Lewis yes. and Clark people, and, mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. so such a distant, vague memory. So you're telling us that's all going to be new and redone.
So they've had, it's a I think the number is $380 million renovation. That's to the Arch, to the museum, the Arch grounds, and all this. Seriously, you folks are going to be blown away when you walk in. First of all, the visitor center, it's huge now. So if you, let's say you went to the Arch this weekend, you brought somebody down from out of town, you have to go in through one of the, I guess just the one leg of the Arch, essentially. You go down and, you know, if it's hot, you're waiting in line and you're outside and it's just, you know, security checkpoint and all this and that. All of that goes away on July 3rd. You will walk into a brand new visitor center when you look out through the windows, and they're beautiful glass, just a wall of windows. You'll see the old courthouse. But now you'll be able to walk into this huge new visitor center, and you'll be in the air conditioning. You won't
you
have
know
to
how
stand
long
outside.
This has been in the planning stages? This was being planned when Elvis was still alive, because he came to St. Louis, and somebody showed him the plans. And here's what he said when he looked at him. Oh, man, looks like it's huge.
Wow.
That's how long this has been planned. Wow.
That got more claps than me, really?
Oh, yeah. Anything does.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Can you get less?
So a few pretty, I think, interesting improvements. First of all, the museum itself is just really, really awesome. Everything's interactive now. They even have, you know, one of the video consoles is a version of the Oregon Trail. You probably played that when you were a kid. They spent, I don't know how many hours and hours and hours developing video, talking about not only, you know, westward expansion, which is what the Arch was all about, but, you know, the Arch being built, and just, it's just phenomenal. Couple of really neat improvements, I think. So the Arch and the museum, it's all accessible. So if you, for example, you are not able to make the ride to the top, you can't get into the tram for whatever reason, maybe you're in a wheelchair, or your kids are not, or you're afraid to even go up in the Arch, one of the things now is essentially it's a virtual trip up to the top of the Arch, and they have a replica of the very last piece that went into the top of the Arch, and you can go in, it's everything is just the same, and you'll still look out the window, and everything is virtual, so you'll see out the window.
So you
the same
wear
way.
The VR goggles.
There's no goggles, it's just a place where people can go in and sort of have the exact same experience that people who get in the tram will be able to do as well. And what I actually thought was the neatest part was I had never seen the other contenders for what the Arch wound up being. So they had the contest, and, you know, the people submitted their plans, and so they have the scale version of the five nominees, I guess, for what the Arch grounds became. So you will see what people had to choose from. And when you look at all of them, and you look at the Arch, I mean, it's a no-brainer that the Arch got chosen for that monument. So check that out.
So you're talking in the very beginning?
Yes, yes.
There were other suggestions besides putting an Arch there?
There was a contest, and so, yes. And
do you
so,
remember what the second, what came the closest?
I mean, essentially, I'm not even, like, they were just little buildings. I mean, they were not.
Or like a big,
I think it was, what was it? Like?
Vagina.
Yeah, that's what was.
They were going to put
right
that
neck
there?
Neck and neck.
What on earth?
All right, you know what?
Right. The Arch went out, barely.
We've lost our way now. No, we have.
I mean, we? I haven't. I'm no part of
Tim,
this.
Tim has lost our way.
Wiener.
All right, and that came in third.
edit out everything. We'll just go back to where Bill said, and the arch one. We'll
radio edit.
All right, pick it up there, Bill.
All right, so July 3rd, it opens. You're going to love it. People are absolutely going to love it. And so the other thing is, too, when you now visit the Arch, you'll go in through the visitor center. You'll go through security, which will be much easier to do. You can go through the museum. If you want to take a tram ride to the top, you can do that, and then you will exit out the other side of the Arch. It's very confusing.
To me.
People don't know where they're going, and you're waiting in line. Everybody's cramped together. That all goes away.
To me, the time not to go is when you're saying it's opening. 4th of July.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. July 3rd, no, I'll wait a little while.
Fair St. Louis, I think, starts July 4th. July 3rd, it'll just be the opening. Yeah, I agree. I would not go down right on it. But, you know, give it a little bit of time and go check it out, and you're going to love it. Have some pictures and some video and all that if you want to check it out right now at BillOnTheRoad.com. And I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There's a lot of guys.
Bill Cleveland.
A lot of guys like to go down there with their dates and kiss their girls between the legs.
Oh,
of the Arch. I didn't say anything.
What?
I don't know. Who said something?
How does this feel, Dan, right now? Right now, how does this feel?
That feels fine.
and that's the sad thing about you. It actually does. You're actually okay with bringing the show to a screeching halt.
I guess that's what the guy was talking about when he met.
He's really not happy today.
Bill Cleveland, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. So, Bill, what is it you see? I mean, I remember the little statues in Lewis. What are you looking at?
So if you went to the other museum, so take away the animatronics and all of that stuff. So I think there's probably, I would say, 80 to 85% of the stuff that they had before. They still have. It's just displayed much nicer. Everything's laid out. There are, I think it's 5 different sections, and they kind of talk about, you know, colonial history, and they talk about, like I said, the one section that talks about the arch being built. I mean, it's really neat. They have his scaled version of what the grounds were going to be. So you see the arch, and then you actually, what's really cool is they have a narrator who's recorded. It's not him, not the creator or the designer, but they're reading his text, essentially, of what his vision was
for the
arch grounds.
Don't you know, it's neat. There were people back in the 60s, before this thing started being built, don't you know there were people that just sat around the table and went, what?
Yeah.
A what? An arch? Are you kidding me?
No,
this is it? This is your idea? But they had no vision. Because until you saw it, then you kind of get it.
Yeah, it is a world-class museum now. It is awesome. You're going to love it.
Okay, there you go, folks. Larry Connors will be on here in a little more than half an hour after the news, after Tim does the news. And here are a few of the things Larry's going to talk about. There's a politician who said that we need to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border doesn't mean the child gets to stay. You might be surprised who that politician was. And with all the concern about a trade war, you need to know the facts about how other countries are taking advantage of American workers. And what do you think about a program to put the homeless to work and pay them more than $11 an hour? Larry will have more on that. There are canine drug-sniffing dogs that are overdosing while they're sniffing out illegal drugs. I guess this is how bad the drug problem is. Dogs are ODing. There's so much stuff. And there is a restaurant that goes in debt and has to close after offering all you can eat, and the customers did. And now this place is out of business. I'm sure you'd like to know more about that and what that's about. And if you do, you just listen to Larry Connors at 6 o'clock. All right, I think most people know by now about the bear in Baldwin, and I feel vindicated because it was at least 6 years ago when I saw the bear on Highway 100, and there were people that actually said to me, "Well, you're wrong. It was a dog, a big dog. You're out of your mind. We don't have bears here." Well, folks, now we do. And there are multiple videos that we do have bears in Missouri and in the St. Louis area. For the 16th year in a row, an American ratings system. It's the American ratings of honesty and ethical standards in professions, it's called. And they rate the integrity, honesty of people in certain professions for the 16th year in a row. What do you think, again, has been named the most honest, ethical profession that you can have?
Radio.
Around the room. No, not radio. 16 years in a row. What do you think it
wow.
is? And actually, when you hear it, it makes all the sense in the world. What profession could you enter? No, Tim?
I'm not.
Off the keyboard. Cheater.
I'm already got my answer.
Bob Cuban, cheater. We need to play it now. Haven't you heard?
I'm on Facebook. I'm not even looking at it.
That's not Facebook.
Yeah, it is.
Pornhub?
No. Unbelievable.
Tim, what do you think it is? What profession?
Probably, I'm going to go with pro wrestler.
Pro wrestler. All right.
Bill?
I will say teacher.
Wow.
Dan?
I would say teacher as well.
Limestone?
I'm going to say a nun.
Nurses.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nurses.
Oh, wow.
And I would go along with that. Yeah. Number two, military officers. Third is teachers, but grade school teachers as the most honest ethical profession. Mm. I think that's probably true. It really would be more grade school. Then, because when you get into those little high school knuckleheads, you have a tendency to kind of throw behavior out the window right. sometimes and do some things you probably shouldn't do. Pharmacists came in fifth, then police officers, daycare providers, judges, clergy, auto mechanics, and nursing home operators, bankers, and newspaper reporters. So congratulations, nurses, and you deserve it, 16 years in a row. Now, this is for you, Limey. A listener sent me this article. It's a legitimate article. The UK House of Parliament is, I guess, changing the name of a very popular classic British dessert. You know what it might be?
There's the Victoria Sponge. There is the Spotted Dick.
Spotted Dick.
Yep, figured.
Oh.
Listen to this.
Treacle pudding. That's also good.
It says the rumored renaming of a classic British bread pudding in the House of Parliament restaurant has sparked debate and left many people up in arms. The Telegraph reported earlier this week that the Stranger's Dining Room, that's what it's called, that's the House of Parliament restaurant, the 19th century restaurant that is used by members of Parliament for formal entertaining, has now decided to call the dessert Spotted Richard.
Spotted Richard?
No, I'm not kidding. Instead of Spotted Dick, and this is what it says, in order to spare the clientele their blushes. And a lot of people think this is the most ridiculous joke ever. Now, what I don't understand is, why would you giggle or blush over Spotted Dick?
I don't know.
Is that funny? I don't. Huh, I'm kind of baffled
weird.
By that. I'm lost. That is weird.
Wiener.
Maybe because
every Tom, Richard, and Harry doesn't understand that.
Well,
one.
You got that. Right.
Tom Richard.
So what is it exactly? Because I'm not going to Google
it like
Spotted Dick.
It looks like creme brulee. No, it's like bread pudding. It looks kind of like a creme brulee, right?
No, seriously, if you Google Spotted Dick, all you'll see is like a yellow pudding. Sponge cake. With like currants in it, like it's a different form of raisin.
Currants.
It's like a bread pudding.
It's a bread pudding.
Real quickly, I'm going to make a big deal out of this. The Staircase on Netflix. If you have Netflix, my goodness, The Staircase. Don't watch it unless you want to be absolutely addicted right away. It's a documentary on a real murder case. Saturday, I had a chance to walk through a department store. I haven't walked through a department store in a long time. It was Saks Fifth Avenue at Frontenac because I went to see the Mr. Rogers documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor? And Bill was right, and Mike Evans was right, and every reviewer that I've read and every review I've seen was right. This is one incredible documentary. You may not think it could be. Oh, Mr. Rogers, I don't even know much about it. It doesn't matter. When you walk out of there, you'll know everything about Fred Rogers. And it's all impressive. This guy was probably the closest thing to a counterpart to Mother Teresa. And I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. He was the real deal. He was a wonderful human being. And this is a great documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor? And because it's in the front neck, we had to walk through Saks Fifth Avenue. And as I did it, I haven't been in a department store in many, many years. They have not changed at all. A department store is exactly as I remember it when I was a kid. Escalators, a lot of cosmetics, a lot of women at the lipstick counter. It's the same exact layout and store. And every time I go in one, and it happened again, I think it's Christmas. Because that's when we would go to a department store for Christmas. Remember a Famous and Sticks?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody at Christmas went to Famous and Sticks. And, Limey, I know you don't know what that is, but Famous Bar and Sticks Bar and Fuller were the two. We didn't have a Nordstrom. We didn't have a lot. It was Sticks and Famous. And if you wanted to go back in time, go into a department store.
And Famous Bar downtown used to have the window
displays.
The window displays at Christmas. That was so awesome. And we used to go down there and just walk by when I was a kid and look at the window displays. But Famous became Macy's and
Sticks. Well, it actually became Dillard's first.
No, that was Sticks. Sticks Baron Fuller became Dillard's. Dillard's.
Okay. Yeah. I watched a little bit of the U.S. Open, the golf tournament. How did they get the yellow tail on the golf ball?
Oh, that's cool.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
They must have a computer program where the computer knows
Tim actually spoke how to about track this
the golf ball.
In the news, they're doing it with another sport, I think with baseball. They're going to be able to follow the ball in its actual arc, and that's what they do. They have this camera that just like has this, I think, like an invisible like laser beam, if you will, on the ball, and it just follows
well,
it entire way.
Well, it recognizes way. Only
yeah,
the
that's
ball.
That's where it is, yeah.
And it's pretty. It's actually, I love it because you can't against the sky. I don't know how cameramen ever followed that ball anyway.
I always thought that those cameramen for the golf tournaments were always the most talented.
Yeah, and but this makes it even easier and better. So I don't know exactly how it works, but I'm glad it does.
There's a technology called ProTracer that they use.
It's like Hawkeye on the tennis court where they replay and show you where the ball went. I'm not going to ask because we don't have time, but there is somebody everybody knows, well known, and I am really surprised we haven't heard one word about this person recently, and you think we would have. You have any idea who I'm talking about? O.J. Simpson.
Whoa.
Isn't that interesting?
Since he's been out.
Hasn't he just kind of like laid low and disappeared?
Maybe he finally got smart and realized the last time I didn't lay low, I went to prison. I end up getting away with murder, and then I go to prison for some other goofy thing. No videos, no TMZ, no shots of him on the golf course, which really surprises me. Because I expected every other day you'd see what's new with O.J., but we don't. All right, I have to get the ladies out. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
We were with some friends of ours that we haven't been seen for a long, long time last night, and somehow or other, a subject came up which led to mentioning this joke. It takes place in a nursing home, and we'll call the old guy Lewis. Lewis is 96 years old. And Lewis has a girlfriend in the nursing home, and everybody, they have their own rooms. They obviously don't live together, but it's in one complex, and Lewis has his room, and Gertie, his girlfriend, has her room, and everybody knows that, you know, Gertie and Lewis are a thing. And one day, Gertie comes to Lewis, and she's upset, and she's visibly upset, and Lewis says,
What's the matter, Gertie?
She says, well, Lewis, I'll tell you what's the matter. My feelings are hurt.
Why? Why are your feelings hurt?
She says, I thought we were, you know, I thought we were a thing.
We are a thing. We're together.
She says, well, some of the ladies and other ladies are telling me that you're spending a lot of time in Ethel's room.
Yeah, I have been.
She says, well, Lewis, why? Why would you go to Ethel's room?
Well, I'll tell you why. She's got a big screen TV. She's got a great big HD, like a 75-inch television.
She says, now, Louis, you know I have a 75-inch TV in my room. You've watched it many times with me. Why are you seeing Ethel? There must be something else.
Oh, yeah, there is. She's got one of those, like, couches that you lean back and a footrest comes out and there's a place for your drink and it's comfortable for watching that TV.
She says, now, Louis, I have that same couch. You've been on it a dozens of times. I have that same thing. There's something more here. What is it? Why are you seeing Ethel?
Well, she lets me watch porn.
And Gertie says, now, Louis, you know I always turn on porn for you. You have watched porn with me on that couch in front of that big TV for months and months and months. I let you watch porn.
Well, I'll just tell you. She lets me take my thing out and she puts her hand on it.
She says, now, Louis, I do that. You know I do.
She says, yeah, but she's got Parkinson's.
Oh, time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Discover Student Loans. Accident westbound 64 at Baxter. That's backing up traffic to 141. Road work eastbound 44 past Lindbergh causing delays. Traffic incident eastbound 270 at 170. And volume southbound 270 at Dorset, 64 to Doherty Ferry, and between 44 and Tesson Ferry. Figuring out how to cover college costs? Discover Student Loans, one of the top private student loan lenders in the country with great rates and zero fees. Students can earn a cash reward for good grades. Visit DiscoverStudentLoans.com to apply today. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Who's ready for an all-you-can-eat Father's Day buffet? Prime rib, sugar-cured ham, giant Alaskan king crab legs, jumbo shrimp and baby back ribs, a sushi station, a breakfast station, and a dessert station with baklava and Greek pastries. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. White tablecloth dining on Father's Day with an all-you-can-eat buffet starting at 10:30. Reservations by calling 822-3637 or make them online at surfandsirloin.com.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms while still being the hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with Hero.Loan. The VA loan is one of the greatest benefits of being in the military. Here's why. You can buy a house with no down payment, maximize your cash out on refinance, lower interest rates than any other loan program, and no PMI. At Hero.Loan, we close VA loans in 14 days, and I pay for your appraisal. If you're VA eligible, get the loan you deserve today at Hero.Loan. That's Hero.Loan, the only way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
All right, let's go to Dallas, Texas. It's going to take a while to get used to that because for, I don't know, 20 years or so, he was in Southern California. No, he's not. He's in Dallas. Anywhere there's a golf course, as long as they have golf, he'll be there. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I was able to have a nice lunch in Annie Gunn's over the weekend. And you can, too, but for dinner, you are going to need reservations. I tried to get in for dinner, I think it was Saturday or something. I couldn't get in. I mean, there was not anywhere. That's how popular this place is, so just remember, you need reservations. Next door is the Smokehouse. They're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed only on Mondays, and gift cards are always a good idea. From Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. How's it going, Homer?
That should tell you how it goes, huh?
Okay, whatever.
That should tell you how it goes, huh?
Whatever he said. What's going on?
Our pop quiz theme all week long. You know, not all celebrities are one-dimensional.
No, they sure aren't.
Every day this week, a celebrity who has secured a patent on their own. And that's a pretty hard thing to do, get a patent. Name the name of the celebrity who got a patent for a new flexible action toy figure. Tom Hanks, Sylvester Stallone, George Lucas, Paul Pee-wee Herman Rubin. A patent for a new flexible action toys. Two birthdays today, my favorite artist, Paul McCartney, and my favorite person in the entire world. Best thing that ever happened to me, my wife Cheryl's birthday.
Oh, how beautiful. That's beautiful. Thing.
Speaking of Paul McCartney, he has been spending a lot of time in the studio and could be releasing two albums soon. And some of the cuts, I've heard a couple of cuts, maybe songs that Paul wrote with John Lennon and never recorded. That would be interesting to hear. Don't you think?
Yeah, I'm sure there's actually a few of those lying around different places.
I would think so. I got three Sparnch horns. World Cup is here. Anybody watch World Cup, huh?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of it today before the show.
Me and you, blind man.
Oh, I got it.
England won today.
They did. They beat Tunisia 2-1. Sorry to say
they,
the...
They scored the winning goal at 92-40 or something with the extra time.
Mm, lucky.
Good for them. Anyway!
No.
Ooh.
The World Cup is here. The matches are on, most of them are on television. So far, they're getting higher ratings than the Winter Olympics. How about that? Regarding a very frustrated Phil Mickelson running up and hitting his golf ball while it was still rolling and then taking a two-stroke penalty afterwards saying, I was out of the tournament anyway. I just want to get on with it. I knew I was going to get a two-stroke penalty. Well, it's wrong, stupid thing to do. Phil Mickelson and I have had some run-ins. I don't particularly like Phil Mickelson. I'm not a fan. However.
And there's always a however in life.
And I know you were there in St. Louis, you know, but everybody has an opinion, and I just got to get it out. Even more ridiculous than Phil Mickelson's action was that clown, holier-than-thou, loudmouth Joe Buck, who went on and on and on. You would have thought that Phil Mickelson killed a baby or something. God, give it a rest. It's like when Randy Moss did that fake mooning on a football game, and Buck went on for the next 45 minutes about how horrible it was and terrible and something should be done. He's just the worst. I mean, I bet if his dad Jack was around, he'd be slapping him.
You know, it's funny you said about Phil Mickelson, though, and he's a lefty, and I'm a lefty, and they think, well, okay. There's something about him that has always just kind of irritated me. And
phony.
I can't explain it. I know he has psoriatic arthritis. I've seen those commercials. where you ask your doctor about whatever it is. But there's just, I can't explain it. As some people, you just go, I don't like it. But I don't, it's not right. It's not fair. I don't know why. I don't have a reason to. But I know what you're saying.
He, you know, none of the other pros want to be around him. As soon as the camera's on, it's that cute little smile and tipping his hat. And,
yeah.
But when the cameras aren't on, it's not like that at all. Remember, it was like a $15, $18 million debt to the Las Vegas casinos, and some say to the underworld, for bad gambling debts that he cut a deal with Callaway to use their equipment. They paid off his debt. That was the story.
Wow.
And then he was investigated for inside trading just last year. But I don't get it, man. What was Joe Buck? Why does he? You know, you're not a bad announcer. Just
no, he's actually
try to be more like Vin Scully.
Yeah,
less is more.
Joe Buck is probably the most well-rounded sports announcer I've ever seen. He can call lots of different things. I mean, he can do baseball, he can do football, he can do this. He can do. He's really very good. I didn't hear what you're talking about.
Joe's actually AM and the PM too.
Yeah, well, he is, but I know what Mike's saying. I didn't hear it, but Mike is going to look at it differently than we are. We're here, Buck's from here. He's going to have a more objective take on it.
I listened to him. He just said that Mickelson lost his temper and got out of hand, and what he did was out of line, which Mickelson himself admitted was out of line. It was horribly unsportsmanlike what he did. I mean, it made a joke of the game. He did it because he said he was frustrated. He already knew he was out of the tournament. I don't think Joe was out of line.
I'll tell you what. Social media did. He got ripped by thousands. You should have just let it go. I mean,
that's where you actually really
he's
get
better
get,
than that.
But that's
less
where,
is more, and
that,
I think Joe needs to learn. I mean, I like listening to Joe in baseball. I think he's great in baseball.
Oh my goodness, he's horrendous. But that's where you do get the pulse of the country. Take a look at the social media stuff. It takes it out of St. Louis, and you really do get a feel for what are people saying. How do they react to that?
This particular case, I just think he went overboard. Like the Moss thing. Do you remember that?
Barely. I barely remember that.
Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are suing the Dallas Cowboys.
Well,
because their mascot. Their mascot, I think he's a little person.
Mm-hmm.
He wears this ridiculous cowboy outfit.
Oh, I've seen him, yes.
Called Rowdy Cowboy. He's the mascot. They're paying him $65,000 a year, and the cheerleaders, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, make $16,000.
Okay, wow. But that's what they signed up for, and they knew it when they joined. They knew what they would make.
Cheerleaders have also do a lot of special events for charities and stuff. You know, that's why they've asked for more money. They haven't gotten it, and that's why they're suing. Believe me, more people go to the games to see the Dallas cheerleaders than go see Rowdy Cowboy.
And they started all the cheerleading stuff.
But these girls also make appearance fees, Mike. I hired the Laker girls one time to come to an appearance, and the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders 15 years ago wanted $10,000 to send six girls to perform at a.
But I bet the girls didn't get it.
Wow.
And the Lakers got it. I'm telling you, but the girls didn't get it. Now, you know what? We're up against it. We got a minute and a half.
What?
I know. We got sidetracked.
The second strangest headline I've ever seen, I saw last Friday on top of the Drudge Report, is it, quote, Congress to ban child sex robots. Well, I should hope so.
Okay.
I can't imagine anybody but sex. The best headline, of course, is when they found that decapitated man in the strip bar, and the headline screamed, Headless Man Found in Topless Bar.
No, that's a good one.
And
30 seconds. Let's go. We can do it.
We got the patent for the flexible action toy. Was it Tom Hanks, Sylvester Stallone, George Lucas, or Pee Wee Herman?
I'm going to go with Pee Wee Herman.
Sylvester Stallone.
Pee Wee.
Pee Wee.
George Lucas. Have a great day, Mike Evans. See ya.
We're so stupid. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Monday, and gift cards always a good idea. Also in Chesterfield Valley, the headquarters for First Community Credit Union. Did you enjoy the yard sale Saturday? Sure you did. Co-hosts Scott Sherman and Dan Strauss, brought to you exclusively by First Community Credit Union. I don't know really that there's a lot more to say than everything we've told you every time we talk about First Community Credit Union, and that's that it is a great place to bank all of your banking. I don't care if you have a little bit of money, a lot of money, personal banking, business banking. They love small businesses. They do. They'd love to be your small business partner. Please get some information. Go to their website. It's firstcommunity.com. Find out more. Get some free popcorn. Stop in. Over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and it's where I've done all of my banking for many, many years. It's a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union. All right, you know the drill. Thank a police officer every chance you get, and please be here tomorrow. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.